Lyrics of Lowly Life by Paul Laurence Dunbar. The Rivals. 'Twas 33 years ago, when I was rather young, you know. I had my last and only fight about a gal one summer night. 'Twas me and Zekel Johnson. Zeke and me had been spatting about a week, each of us trying his best to show that he was Liza Jones' beau. We couldn't either prove the thing, for she was fur too sharp to fling one over for the other one, and by so doing stop the fun. That we chaps didn't have the sense to see she got at our expense, but that's the way a fellow does, for boys is fools and all as was. And when they's females in the game, I reckon men's about the same. Well, Zeke and me went on that way and fussed and quarreled day by day, while Liza, minding not the fuss, just kept a-going with both of us. Tell we poor chaps, that's Zeke and me, was just plumb mad with jealousy. Well, for a time we kept our places and only showed by frowning faces and looks at well our meanin', boded how, fool of fight, we both was loaded. At last it come, the thing broke out, and this is how it come about. One night, 'twas fair, you'll all agree, I got Eliza's company, and leaving Zekel in the lurch went trotting off with her to church. And just as we had took our seat, Eliza looking fair and sweet, why, I just couldn't help but grin when Zekel come a-bouncing in, as furious as the law allows. He'd just been up to Eliza's house to find her gone, then come to church to have this end put to his search. I guess I laughed that meeting through, and not a mortal word I knew of what the preacher preached or read, or what the choir sung or said. For every time I'd turn my head, I couldn't scarcely help but see that Zeke had his eye on me. And he'd sort of turn and twist and grind his teeth and shake his fist. I laughed, for lie, the whole church seen us and knowed that suthin' was atween us. Well, meeting out, we started home. I sort of feeling what would come. We just got out when up stepped Zeke and said, "Excuse me, I'd like to speak to you a minute." "Cert," said I, nudging Liza on the sly, and laughing in my sleeve with glee, I asked her please to pardon me. We walked away a step or two just to get out of Liza's view, and then Zeke said, "I want to know if you think you're Liza's beau, and that I'm a-gonna let her go home with sich a chap as you?" And I said, "Bold, you bet I do." Then Zeke, sneering, said that he didn't want to hinder me, but then he allowed the gal was his, and that he guessed he knew'd his biz, and wasn't feared all my kin, with all my friends and chums throwed in. Some other things he mentioned there that no born man could no ways bear, a thinker calmly trying to stand if Zeke had been the biggest man in town, and not the leanest runt that time and labor ever stunt. And so I let my fist go bim. I thought I most nigh finished him. But Zeke didn't take it so. He just ducked down and dodged my blow, and then come back at me so hard I guess I must have hurt the yard or spilt the grass plot where I fell, and sakes alive, it hurt me. Well, it wouldn't been so bad, you see, but he just kept a-hitting me. And I hit back and kicked and pawed, but 't seemed was mostly air I clawed, while Zeke used his science well, making every motion tell. He punched and hit. Why, goodness, lands seemed like he had a dozen hands. Well, after a while they stopped the fuss, and someone kindly parted us, all beaten, cuffed, and clawed, and scratched, and needing both our faces patched. Each started home a different way. And what Eliza, did you say? Why, Eliza, little humbug durner, why, she'd gone home with Hiram Turner. The End of the Rivals. A poem by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.